Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
I'm Mark Lowen from the Global Story podcast, where we're looking at divided opinions over the man leading 1.5 billion Catholics. Some see Pope Francis as too liberal, particularly on LGBTQ issues, while others see him as not progressive enough, especially after a recent document he signed condemning gender theory, reassignment and surrogacy. So how much of a reformer is he, and how woke is the Pope?
Welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Beth.
And I'm Feifei.
We have an expression for a behaviour or habit someone has that you find strange or unusual, but doesn't put you off or make you not like the person. The expression is beige flag.
Now, beige is a pale yellow or grey colour. But beige flag? Beth, can you tell us a bit more?
Well, a beige flag is neutral. It's different to a red flag, which generally means danger, and a green flag, which is a positive thing, in the speaker's opinion. Now, I recently went on a date with a guy, and when he left, he said, "See you later, alligator." And I found that a bit of a beige flag.
Yeah, isn't that something kids say? It doesn't make you not want to see him again, but I understand why you found it a bit weird.
Also, he said he doesn't like any vegetables. It's not an immediate concern, but it does make me pause and question how healthy he is.
I know exactly what you mean. It's not something that makes you think he's a bad or dangerous person, but it's not really something you like about him.
Indeed, they are beige flags. Okay, let's hear some more examples.
Ironing bedsheets is a beige flag for me. Why do it when you're just going to sleep in them?
I really like him, but he wants me to start going to the gym with him. That's a beige flag, right?
Martin always drinks cold coffee, even in the winter. It's a beige flag.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're learning the expression beige flag, which is a way of describing a habit you find strange but doesn't put you off a person completely.
Now, beige flags are very common in dating, but you can also use it to describe a colleague, for example.
Yes, you sing to yourself all day in the office. It's a bit annoying.
Oh, sorry. I suppose that is a bit of a beige flag. Well, I'm going on another date tonight, so I'll try not to sing when I'm with him.
Good luck. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Mark Lowen from the Global Story podcast, where we're looking at divided opinions over the man leading 1.5 billion Catholics. Some see Pope Francis as too liberal, particularly on LGBTQ issues, while others see him as not progressive enough, especially after a recent document he signed condemning gender theory, reassignment and surrogacy. So how much of a reformer is he, and how woke is the Pope?